Jesus gives us quite an image of this mother hen and her little chicklets. They're protected under her wings. And I don't know about you, but when I was a little kid, my grandmother had lots of chickens. And I saw a lot of mama hens with their little chicklets under their wings, safe, protected, and warm. That's one of the ways that mother hens care for their little babies. Now, this little girl is not me. I never held an adult chicken in my life. My experience with adult chickens was more like this, because I was one of those little kids who wandered around out in the farmyard, out in the chicken yard, actually, and tried to catch them. They don't like to be caught very much. So I fed a lot of chickens, and I cleaned up after a lot of chickens, and I ate a lot of chickens, but I never held one, because as far as they were concerned, I was the enemy. And so they were always in this stance when I came close. And that's another one of the ways they protect their little ones. It's so sweet. I had a wonderful time collecting chicken pictures this week. And this one really strikes me. This image of the chicken with her wings outspread as she's coming. You can see the feet are there coming out ready to attack whoever might be coming to take her babies. She's attacking, but even as she's attacking, she's absolutely vulnerable. Her chest is open. She's open to injury. She's ready to sacrifice, if that's what it takes, to protect her little ones. And this is the one she frequently is protecting from, at least in Jesus' story. Jesus calls Herod the fox. And we know that foxes are just doing what foxes are supposed to do, right? They need to get chickens in order to feed their little ones. They're doing what they can. But the way of nature, the way of this world, is that foxes and chickens rarely get along together. Jesus called Herod a fox because he chose to be a fox, because he chose to act with viciousness to maintain the oppressive system that was in place. And we have a more modern day idea of that fox in President Snow from the Hunger Games. He was someone who also kept the system of oppression going through fear, through control of food, through control of all the peoples in as many ways as he could. Not because it was the way he was made, but because it was the way he chose to be, just like Herod. We can excuse the fox for being a fox. But when a human created by God develops the same kind of system that fuels itself on fear, then we know that choice is not the choice that we need to make. So here's that hen again, ready to sacrifice herself, ready to do whatever it takes to protect her young ones, nurturing and challenging at the same time. And there's Katniss Everdeen, the heroine of the Hunger Games, who nurtured her sister, who took her place, who sacrificed herself to take her place as a tribute in these competitions that fed the bloodlust of that society. And there's Jesus, who nurtured and did his best to protect and to teach about God's love, and who offered himself up because he refused to stop telling the truth about God's love. And that was the price he paid. So these people, Jesus and Katniss, are not too dissimilar. They're both in systems that trap people and that just keep on going. The wheel just keeps turning and the system grows stronger and the people grow weaker. It's hard to get out of that. It's hard for one person to make a move in that system. And there's always the fox who's there saying, everything's fine. You don't have to worry about it. This is the way it's supposed to be. Everything is going just right. So mind your own business and leave the important decisions to the people who know what's happening. But the wheel can be broken. With enough force and enough time and enough patience and enough cleverness sometimes and with clear vision. And that's what Katniss had. She recognized that the real enemy wasn't the competitors in the vicious war that the society created for them, for their excitement, but that the enemy was the society itself, the system in which she lived. And when she recognized that and she recognized the weakness of that system, she fired her arrow straight into the force field and took the whole thing down. And Jesus, who did everything he could day by day to change the system, to nurture the people, to challenge the authorities with the truth, also took the surprise of his apparent end and shifted it, turned it to the empty tomb. And through his sacrifice and through his resurrection in all of us, he began to change the world, and he continues to change the world. So with both nurture and challenge, our systems can be changed. Nurture is one of the hallmarks of St. Tim's. I've been acquainted with you, and my life has kind of wandered in and out of your life for about 6 years now, I think. And every time I'm with you, I'm struck by the care you show to anyone who comes anywhere on your path. It's amazing. And I don't think I have ever seen as much of an outpouring of love as occurs in this place when someone runs into difficult times. I was here the weekend after Sue Ellen became so ill. And I heard of what you were doing, and I saw the love that was pouring out for Sue Ellen and her family. And I have rarely been so deeply touched by the activities of a church as I was at that time. And I see that happening here when you greet people, when you're with each other, when you're in conversation. It's always there. You're always doing what you can to nurture and care for everyone. And that's part of changing the system, because everything we do makes a ripple that does go out into the rest of the world. And I don't know what your challenge for the rest of the world is. I don't know how you're being called to challenge the brokenness of our system, this system that seems to keep going around and around. It seems like there's nothing that we can do to stop some of the things that are happening in our names. That there seems hard to figure out what needs to happen in order to bring the focus back to the values that most of us hold. So I wonder where you're being called to challenge and reform this system, but I know there are lots of ways that are open to you. There's voting. There's protesting. There's welcoming. There's gathering together in groups to decide on the actions that can make a difference. And one of those is the gathering that's going to happen in the parking lot when people are sleeping over in their cars to get a sense of what it's like for homeless people to sleep in their cars. And once we've had an experience that's similar to someone else's, the empathy is there that helps us move a little bit farther, a little bit deeper into action that can change the system that people live in. And it's always been this way. Since the beginning of Jesus' movement, people, saints, through the years, through the generations, have been nurturing and challenging, nurturing and challenging, and making a difference, one action at a time, bringing us a little closer to the reign of God, and bringing the reign of God a little bit closer to us. Sometimes it's a big movement that changes things in ways that no one believed could ever be possible. And sometimes it's the tiny movement that results in the gathering of hundreds of thousands of people to make a difference. So I don't know what the challenge is for St. Mark's, or for St. Tim's. Where am I? St. Tim's. I don't know what your challenge is. I don't know how you're called to challenge this world we live in, to challenge this system. But I do know there is a call for you. And I know that God will let you know how you, as individuals, can be God's hands, feet, voice, and ears in this world. How you can gather together to change things in a way that no other group of people can. Because your call is your call. I don't know what it's going to be, but I know that when the time comes, you will recognize it and you will bring all the faith, all the commitment, all the courage I see to the nurture you give to each other. And I know that when you hear that call, you will go forth and do it, and that you'll know that God goes with you. And for that, I say, thanks be to God.